אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel is at war with Hamas in Gaza and struggling with unprecedented intercommunal violence inside the country. While it is possible to see the violence as a continuation of the attacks, retaliations and wars that have characterized the unresolved Israeli-Palestinian conflict since the days of the British Mandate, this escalation is the result of several current interrelated factors. Internally, Israel has never been more divided. The ongoing legal battle over the predominantly Arab Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah has led to clashes, sometimes violent. Jewish Israelis who have bought properties there or have been granted ownership by a court decision based on pre-1948 title deeds want to evict Arab tenants. The struggle for the rights of the Sheikh Jarrah residents has raised existing tensions, particularly with the visible presence of extreme right politicians and activists supporting the evictions. 4 weeks ago, a 21-year-old East Jerusalem man posted on TikTok a video of him knocking the glasses and hats off two yeshiva students in an unprovoked attack on the light rail. Even though the perpetrator was arrested, the incident infuriated the Israeli right and added to the already present tension. 3 weeks ago, during the holy month of Ramadan, rumors abounded that Israel intended to limit prayers at Al-Aqsa Mosque. Rumors that Jews want to destroy Al-Aqsa and replace it with a temple have spread intermittently and frequently for more than 100 years since the British Mandate period and continue to get traction. Tension over Ramadan prayers was exacerbated when police decided to close off the outdoor seating area around Damascus Gate, a popular gathering place for Muslim youth after fasting hours. The decision was eventually reversed, but not after much violent resistance. The failure of the police to effectively reduce violence in the Israeli Arab community, be it illegal possessions of firearms, violence against women, or battles between criminal gangs, has added to a general lack of trust between the Arab population in the willingness of the police to protect them, and added to the brazenness of criminal elements. Hamas is exploiting the frustrations and anger. PA President Abbas's decision on the 30th of April to cancel the Palestinian election scheduled for next week had a major impact. Although the decision was ostensibly made because Israel was not allowing Jerusalem residents who have special status in Israel to participate in the elections, commentators believe that the real reason was because he feared that Hamas was likely to soundly defeat his own Fatah party. Hamas, unable to demonstrate its position as the leader of the Palestinian people through the ballot box, turned to conducting a war against Israel as proof of its leadership. The unresolved Israeli elections are also a factor in Hamas choosing to attack now. The possibility of Mansour Abbas's Islamic Ram party supporting a party to govern the country is an anathema to Hamas. They don't want a situation in which an Arab leader can be seen in coalition with Jewish Israelis. One of the first casualties of this war and the accompanying internal conflict has been the likelihood of Israel having a national unity government. Hamas's first rocket attack in the current conflict occurred on Monday night during Yom Yerushalayim celebrations. Jerusalem Day celebrates the conquest and reunification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War and is not celebrated by East Jerusalem residents who do not recognize Israel's annexation of the eastern part of the city. The previous night, police had clashed with stone-throwing Palestinians at Al-Aqsa. More than a dozen tear gas canisters and stun grenades landed inside the mosque. In an attempt to further avoid confrontation, authorities changed the planned route of the Yom Yerushalayim march to circumvent the Muslim quarter, but this was not enough for Hamas, who issued an ultimatum insisting that Israel cede its control of the Al-Aqsa compound by 6 p.m. And their first missile was launched towards Jerusalem then, precisely at the time that celebrations are at their peak. Thousands were forced to disband and find shelter. All further celebrations were cancelled. More than 2,300 rockets have been fired from Gaza by Hamas since Monday. The Iron Dome missile defense system, which identifies tracks and engages potentially deadly incoming projectiles before they can reach their target, has intercepted more than half of them. Nevertheless, hundreds have landed inside the country, sending residents to shelters and causing damage, injury, and even deaths. Ashkelon has been particularly hard hit. Ben-Gurion Airport was shut down due to the rocket attacks. 10 people in Israel have been killed as a result of Hamas's attacks, including a man in his 50s killed in Ramat Gan yesterday. Like half of the Israeli population, he had no shelter within reach when the siren sounded. Soumya Santosh, 32, a caretaker from India, was killed when a wall fell on her due to a rocket hit. Staff Sergeant Omer Tabib, 21, from Eliakim, was killed when a rocket hit his jeep. Arab-Israeli man Khalil Awad and his teenage daughter Nadine from Damash near Lod were hit by a missile from Gaza. Leah Yom Tov, 63, of Rishon LeZion, and Nila Gurovich, 52, from Ashkelon, were also killed by Hamas rockets. 5-year-old Ido Avigal was killed in his home in Sderot on Wednesday after a direct hit on his building. He was in a shelter, and the rare penetration of shards from the rocket is being investigated. Just yesterday, 278 rockets were fired at Israel. Of them, 40 landed in Gaza. Israel's retaliation has been directed at Hamas leaders and infrastructure. The Air Force on Friday struck a network of Hamas tunnels under Gaza City. The midnight airstrikes, lasting nearly 40 minutes, dropped 450 missiles on 150 targets. Many multi-story buildings housing Hamas operations, including their communications center, have been flattened. The Palestinian death toll in this week's fighting is at least 145, 41 of whom are reported to be children. Over 1,000 people have been wounded. The IDF reports that many of those killed were terrorists and that some deaths were caused by errant rockets fired towards Israeli territory that fell short and exploded in Gaza. While the war has been raging, Israel on Wednesday experienced its worst night of internal Jewish-Arab chaos for many years. Violent confrontations erupted in Lod, Akko, Jerusalem, Haifa, Bat Yam, Tiberias, and many other locations, with people injured, some of them seriously. More than 400 were arrested. The most shocking scene of the night, and the one that elicited expressions of disbelief and horror from Israeli leaders, was footage of hundreds of Jewish extremists in Bat Yam vandalizing Arab property and then assaulting an Arab driver in his car, dragging him out of the vehicle and beating him savagely. Jewish mobs were seen roaming the streets in Tiberias and Haifa looking for Arabs to assault. In Jerusalem, an Arab was stabbed by Jews and seriously injured at the Machane Yehuda market, and death to Arabs was heard in many locations. In Akko, a Jewish man was assaulted by Arab rioters and hit with rocks and iron bars and was hospitalized in a critical condition. Arab rioting was also reported in Jerusalem, Lod, Haifa, Tamra and elsewhere. In Lod, which had been the centre of unrest for the two previous nights, with Arab mobs torching synagogues, stores and cars overnight Tuesday-Wednesday, a curfew had been declared, yet gangs prowled the streets and vandalised unimpeded for hours, with police failing to effectively control the crowds. In Tamra, a Jewish man was stabbed and assaulted by an Arab mob with an paramedic, saying the attackers almost burned the man inside his car before he helped evacuate him to safety. Avi Har-Evan, 84, a former leader of Israel's space program and winner of the prestigious Israel Prize, is in a critical condition after the hotel he was staying in Akko was torched by Arab rioters on Tuesday night. Last night, Defence Minister Benny Gantz issued an English-language statement appealing to the international community to back Israel at this time. He said he ordered the IDF to launch Operation Guardian of the Walls after Hamas began firing rockets towards Israel on Monday evening. This was not a question of choice, it was a question of duty. No country, institution or international body can question our right to protect our citizens and our sovereignty. Gantz called on every world leader who values life and liberty to take a clear stand against this horrific violence and support Israel's right to defend herself. He added, "I want to thank our partners across the globe for denouncing Hamas, terror and extremism and supporting the Israeli people's aspiration to live free of fear." This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.